The following was recorded at the St. Louis Bi-State Area Convention in 2014. The opinions expressed here on this recording are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole.
We'd ask everyone, if whoever would like to join us in the Serenity Prayer. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay, and we have a timer. Thank you so much for that. And I'd like to read this all to you before we start. Our anonymity, like our abstinence, is a treasured possession. We ask the help of our guests, especially those representing the press or media, to protect the anonymity of all members present. We hope you hear something which you can take away with you and use. We ask that you eliminate any mention of names in reference to members of Overeaters Anonymous, and that no unauthorized pictures be taken. This session is being recorded and posted to the St. Louis OA website. It will not be edited. Anyone wishing to remain anonymous should use a fictitious name. We request that two hatters, that is, OA members affiliated with related facilities or other anonymous programs, speak only of their personal recovery as OA members at OA meetings in order to help OA avoid endorsements of outside enterprises. Thank you.
I guess I'm going to start. Hi, I'm Adam. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Adam.
Hi. The first thing I would want to say is that I asked God to give me the intuition to say something that may help for those who still suffer. The action I take by being here is helping me recover. And that's something that I get from my higher power that I didn't have a little over a year ago when I came here. I have 7 months of current abstinence. I have a sponsor. I have a couple sponsees. I've been relieved of over 100 pounds. When I came here, I was physically sick, spiritually empty, and emotionally sick. That bottom that I was living, it wasn't the first time I'd experienced a bottom in my life. But the bottom I was experiencing when I came to OA was the high weight. I think I weighed around 255. It was the last time I got on the scale. I may or may not have gained 5 or 10 more pounds at that time. It's all kind of a food blur. Emotionally, it was just insane. I was constantly demanding things of other people in my life. Lots of attention, lots of dependence on people. A lot of anger, a lot of resentment, a lot of unmanageability. It was me against the rest of the world. A lot of hopelessness. And spiritually, I was empty. I didn't understand that my soul, my heart, as Chris used that word earlier, my heart. I didn't communicate with my heart. I communicated with the rest of the world in a savage manner, using food to just get along. I thought it was giving me ease and comfort, and it was a great lie. It was a very painful, great lie. I've lived that way most of my life. If I look back when I was a kid, I know that I had eating problems. I used food inappropriately, going all the way back. I binged. I can remember being 10, 11 years old and eating 5 or 6 sandwiches in one sitting when I'd come home from school, and then we would eat dinner. I would hear things like, oh, he's got a high metabolism, or he's got a tapeworm, or whatever. But that's not right. That wasn't right. And I'm learning that today. The bottom that got me here, to be actually here today, that I was experiencing a year ago, as I said earlier, it's restoring me to a way of living that I never dreamed possible. you know, I can engage in life in so many deeper ways, that as an addict, as a diseased compulsive overeater, I wasn't getting. I just wasn't getting. The high I was getting from food, it was not sustaining me. It was not nourishing me. I was killing myself. And it was physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I was dying. I said I lost over 100 pounds. I developed a case of the shingles last year, right through my forehead and my head, through my entire scalp. And that was painful. Never had anything like that. And that, my high weight, it wasn't a year ago, it was a little over a year ago. In November of 2012, my son's mom passed away from esophageal cancer. She and I were divorced. But the emotional bottom that I found myself in with her death, and my son's, I attached myself to his emotions because I'm like that. Our processing of that event just kicked me down to my knees. Very much about it. It delivered me here. So there was, that's kind of what got me here. This theme of abstinence and Overeaters Anonymous, I couldn't stop eating. I did not possess the power, the strength, the willpower, the understanding, whatever. I never have. I've never possessed that. But with my bottom and the act of providence or the bright light or whatever got me to be able to see and feel that I was killing myself. It's got me sitting in this chair today. It's still with me. The bottom has given me the willingness to take these actions. That bottom gives me the willingness, the open-mindedness, the honesty to take actions that continue to deliver me recovery. And abstinence is really at the core for me of that. It's not a stick or a bat that I use to punish myself with. It's not that black and white, it's not that stringent, it's simply a tool. And I read the words in the pamphlets and in the big book and in the other literature to continue defining abstinence. I do relate today very much to the pamphlet, Dignity of Choice. It's in there that I started understanding the definition of some words that I didn't have an understanding of. And the definitions of words like disease, other words like allergy, addiction, compulsion, illusion, delusion. I don't know what things mean. I really don't know what things mean. Chris mentioned that earlier in his talk about him being I can't remember exactly what he said, but that he was into language. And I have a real appreciation for that. I have an old Webster's Collegiate Dictionary sitting on my kitchen table, and it really has a place next to my big book. But I need clarity on a daily basis on what things mean. I can use that as a tool to provide clarity when I'm thinking, all the time. Because I'm going to compulsively think and confuse myself. And think I know what things mean. I truly don't. I experience abstinence one day at a time, one meal at a time. And I really believe it's only because of the simple approach that I'm using today. Yeah. It's what's working for today. It continues to evolve. The definition of the abstinence here in OA, action of refraining from compulsive eating. Action of refraining from compulsive food behaviors while working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. The action, that's a very important word. It's about change for me. It's about going to the store 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 12 times a week if I have to, that action. It's about going to as many meetings as I can. If that's 1 in a week or 12 in a week, that's the action I need to take. And the refraining from the compulsive eating, the refraining, that action word, that verb, that's really special to me today. That word refraining allows me to pause and slow down and stop. You know, really just stop. Because I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm an addict. I have a disease. You know, I can understand these definitions when I get clear, when I have a sponsor, when I go to meetings, when I'm hearing the language, I'm hearing messages of depth and weight given to me to share. I'm able to experience the growth and recovery. You know, I get that clarity to recover, to continue being abstinent. So I can refrain, I can stop, I can refrain from the compulsive food behaviors, the compulsive eating. The Dignity of Choice pamphlet talks about a lot of these things in more detail. But when it talks about compulsive food behaviors, as I experience this abstinence, as I experience my abstinence, I'm understanding, I'm experiencing that it's not only the food. I can be compulsive. I am compulsive, period. You know, if I'm thinking, I'm not spiritually grounded, spiritually present, I'm gone. You know, I'm going to be self-seeking and fearful. You know, and for me, that's what the food's about. That's what the drugging, that's what using food as an opiate is all about. And I'm going to do it compulsively. You know, I'm like that. I am just like that. The understanding of my nature as an addict, I get through these actions. You know, it's something that I received studying the Big Book. I understand that I am like this. You know, I have this bottom. I find myself in a room with mostly women. I've lost 100 pounds. I'm at a convention on a nice spring weekend. You know, these are things that I normally would not do. But it's what I have to do. It's a gift. I'm experiencing a gift. In my recovery path, there were people in meetings when I came to my first meeting. And I very much understand that action of me.